turundusuudised.
We will move on with our big helpful site. It's blog euromonitor.com, and this time actually they have brought up an interesting subject about innovation that comes to us through nanotechnology. And in this article actually they are trying to say that the nanotechnology has already changed many things. For example, they say that there are more than 1,600 different products, fabrics that also the nanotechnology has already changed. But from other side, the question comes, what they actually stress here is that if we have so many new innovative products from nanotechnology, then we have to be ready to know what to do with them, how to make a laundry, how to wash them at home, what are actually the dangerous about it, what we should know. And when I was reading all this article and also what we discussed today with you, this different thinking, then I thought that actually this nanotechnology is not only about producing things, but the same nanotechnology means hundreds of services, hundreds of other products that has to be developed because of those products developed with nanotechnology. So my question to you is, what do we miss? What kind of business challenges we see here as a marketers?
I think the biggest challenge of all is not to get either scared or confused by the technology. So when we start talking about nanotechnology and nanotubes and all this kind of stuff, then it can be quite intimidating. I give you an example of, I was using nanotechnology the other day without knowing it. I was cleaning my car and I was using a cloth. It's called an e-cloth. I bought it from my supermarket for about €5. And it said, you can clean your car and you don't need to use water. You can clean your windows. You don't need to use water or you don't need to use detergent. You can clean your surfaces in your kitchen without using detergent. And I didn't understand why that was the case, but they showed some evidence and then I tried it. And it really was incredibly successful in terms of making my windows incredibly clean and sort of silver surfaces. And when I researched this product, I found that it was using very small silver nanotechnology particles. I didn't know that. I didn't care about that. But what I did care about was the fact that, you know, this was a way in which I could clean my windows or car without using very polluting detergents, soaps. So it was an environmentally friendly way of doing things, but it also was something which actually gave me a better solution. So it cleaned my windows better. And that's an example where nanotechnology is in our existing products, but we don't realize it. And so, you know, I think, again, it's about thinking about the customer. It's thinking about, you know, what is the problem the customer's trying to solve? How can I do things in a better way? And actually sustainability, so how can I be more environmentally friendly, is a great stimulus to innovate. So you think about, well, how can I cause less pollution? How can I use less carbon emissions? How can I use less energy? And then suddenly you find ways by using these technological fabrics, which actually you can help the consumer to do something, but in a way which is better for the world at the same time.
But aren't there you said that we should not be afraid of technology, but aren't there some places like this nanotechnology, and also I would compare it to genetical food, that there are people really are afraid. What should the companies who actually producing those nano things, what should they do to encourage us to say that should they hide this technology behind of the product, or should they do something else?
Well, I think
to encourage us.
Yeah, I don't think we should be afraid of nanotechnology. We'll come to genetically modified food in a second, but nanotechnology, most of it doesn't have a negative perception. People kind of don't really understand it. I think it's about understanding, as a marketer, it's about understanding what the real benefits are. For example, my 15-year-old daughter is a swimmer, and she swims to a good national standard. And one of the kind of fabrics which is most common for kind of swimmers today is called a Carbon Pro swimsuit. And this is about helping you to swim faster. And so, it's about being water resistant and water and therefore more streamlined and less friction through the water. But what I care about and what she cares about actually is being able to swim 0.5 seconds faster after having trained for 10 days, 10 training sessions a week, every day of the week. Something which is going to help her to get that little bit better, she's going to love. And so, it's not about what's inside the material, it's about kind of the real benefit to the customer about being able to swim faster. And I think in general, if you look at genetically modified foods and so on, we need to kind of understand what's happening. We need to see the bigger picture. So I work with Syngenta, and Syngenta is the world's largest GM food crops technologists. And we have a global population which is getting towards 7.5 billion people today, and we can't feed them. And even if we grew all the crops we could, we have less and less land to feed them on because of urban development and desertification. So we have less land, and we also have lots and lots of crops which are subject to all sorts of diseases today. And they were telling me, or sorry, a farmer was telling me that typically when he grows his crops, he sprays them with pesticides probably once every week during the summer, so about 30 times a year.
Yum yum.
And so, these pesticides, these pollutants, which are harmful to our bodies, we would not need if we had genetically, scientifically enhanced crops. We'd be able to grow crops in Africa in places which need less water. We'd be able to add nutrients and so, reduce cancer, for example, by putting certain types of nutrients inside these crops. And therefore, in the same way as you have fluoride in your water to improve the health of your teeth, then being able to improve the well-being of all of our citizens at very little extra cost. So, I think sometimes products get a negative press, and what marketers need to do is to really to be able to start to tell the story in a way which helps people to see the benefits to them. And to see how, they can live a better life by doing some of these things. And GM food is actually helping you to live a better life. Nanotechnology is helping you to swim faster or to clean your car better. And lots of other things as well. I mean, it might be just about making fabrics which are kind of, stretchier or better fitting or more comfortable at the same time. So, I think it's really about looking at how can you enhance the product and do much more for customers as a result of that.
Yeah, I do agree. We had kind of a similar consideration about the nanotechnology some years ago, or several years ago, when we launched the first suit that was made of a fabric treated by nanotechnology, and that made the suit water repellent and grease resistant, and it was very kind of a very good quality. And we really had discussions. Should we talk about the nanotechnology, or should we just tell that this is the first class suit, and the first class suit approach won? And the suit was very successful, because from the marketing point of view, even if you say that it's a first class suit or however you call it, and you have very concrete things to say how it's different, then it really worked. It wasn't just kind of empty words you tried to build around the product.
Yeah, I love socks which don't smell. I love suits which don't get creased when I put them in my suitcase. All these things are the result of nanotech. And I don't think about it. I just think about, hey, it's good. I want it.
Yeah. But for marketeers, I also think that it's important that you think, how can the innovation in one area change your business? It means that if I'm having a laundry business, then I need to know how it's going to develop because of the new developments in the fabric. It might be treated by nanotechnology or whatever innovative in a fabric or textile we see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the article which you're talking about talks a lot about the opportunities for laundry manufacturers. Personally, I think there's more opportunities for textile manufacturers.
Yeah.
From a financial point of view, you can do much more in terms of creating a swimsuit which costs 200 or 300 euros compared to one which costs 100 euros compared to how much more you can charge for washing powder. I think in many ways it's about thinking about how can you enhance the clothing and therefore how can you make the performance and make people's lives better as a result of that, more than just thinking about the laundry products which are there to use it. But, you know, this is an example. The nanotech is an example of so many different technologies which are surrounding us today. And the Internet of Things, where every different device will have, an Internet product. They'll be able to connect to the computers. Everything will be connected within a short number of years. And this is kind of, we don't need to think too much about it. It's for marketers. It's about looking while saying, how can I make that useful to people? And how can I make people's lives better rather than getting, completely phased by the technologies every time? And let the technologists themselves think about, the fantastic names and the fantastic science behind it. Our challenge is to understand, how can we make people's lives better?